إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون وعدا عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن ومن أوفى بعهده من الله فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به وذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
Surely, Allah has purchased of the believers their lives and their belongings, and return has promised that they shall have paradise. They fight in the way of Allah, and slay and are slain. Such is the promise He has made incumbent upon Himself in the Torah and the Gospel and the Quran. Who is more faithful to His promise than Allah? Rejoice then in the bargain you have made with Him. That indeed is the mighty triumph. Has promised that they shall have paradise. When a man has true faith, it involves a commitment to devote himself sincerely to God and thus attain his reward in return for that commitment. This two-way commitment has been described as a transaction. What this means is that faith is in fact a contract according to which man places all that he has, his life, his wealth, at the disposal of God. He sells them to God. In return, he accepts God's promise of paradise in the next life.
التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين.
Those who constantly turn to Allah in repentance, who constantly worship Him, who celebrate His praise, who go about the world to serve His cause, who bow down to Him, who prostrate themselves before Him, who enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil, and who keep the limits set by Allah, announce glad tidings to such believers. Those who constantly turn to Allah in repentance.
The word Taibun used in the above verse may be translated literally as those who turn to God in repentance. However, the context in which this word occurs indicates that repentance is a recurring characteristic of believers, implying that far from repenting once, they constantly turn to God in repentance. We have tried to convey this nuance in the translation of the verse.
Who go about the world to serve His cause.
Another translation can be those who fast.
ما كان للنبي والذين آمنوا أن يستغفروا للمشركين ولو كانوا أولي قربى من بعد ما تبين لهم أنهم أصحاب الجحيم.
After it has become clear that they are condemned to the flaming fire, it is not for the Prophet and those who believe to ask for the forgiveness of those who associate others with Allah in His divinity, even if they be near of kin.
وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَنْ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّاهُ فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌّ لِلَّهِ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُ إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَأَوَّاهٌ حَلِيمٌ.
And Abraham's prayer for the forgiveness of his father was only because of a promise which he made to him. Then, when it became clear to him that he was an enemy of Allah, he disassociated himself from him. Surely, Abraham, peace be upon him, was most tender-hearted, God-fearing, forbearing.
وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِلَّ قَوْمًا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَاهُمْ حَتَّى يُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ مَا يَتَّقُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ
It is not Allah's way to cause people to stray in error after He has guided them, until He has made clear to them what they should guard against. Surely, Allah knows everything.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ
Indeed, Allah's is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He it is who confers life and causes death. You have no protector or helper apart from Allah.
لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْعُسْرَةِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْعُسْرَةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَادَ يَزِيغُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٍ مِنْهُمْ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّهُ بِهِمْ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ
Surely, Allah has relented towards the Prophet and towards the Muhajirun, emigrants, and the Ansar, helpers, who stood by him in the hour of hardship, although the hearts of a party of them had well nigh swerved. But when they gave up swerving from the right course and followed the Prophet, Allah relented towards them. Surely, to them, He is the most tender, the most merciful, although the hearts of a party of them had well nigh swerved.
This refers to some sincere and devoted companions who initially shrank from jihad. However, being genuine believers and true lovers of Islam, they were able to overcome their initial reluctance and fear.
وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ
And he also relented towards the three whose cases had been deferred. When the earth for all its spaciousness became constrained to them, and their own beings became a burden to them, and they realized that there was no refuge for them from Allah except in Him, He relented towards them that they may turn back to Him. Surely, it is Allah who is much forgiving, ever merciful. Surely, it is Allah who is much forgiving, ever merciful.
The three companions referred to in this verse are those who stayed behind. Ka'b bin Malik, Hilal bin Umayyah, and Murara bin Rabi. All the three had firm belief in Islam and had repeatedly proved their sincerity and made many sacrifices. Notwithstanding their illustrious services to the cause of Islam in the past, they were reproached severely for having slacked off in their duty to join the jihad to which all the able-bodied Muslims had been summoned. After his return from Tabuk, the Prophet, peace be upon him, asked all Muslims to sever their ties with these three. 40 days later, even their wives were asked to part company with them. The anguish they then suffered in Medina, their hometown, has been graphically set forth in the above verse. After having undergone the tormenting social boycott for a full 50 days, they were eventually pardoned by God.